So as we mentioned yesterday, the first bracha the person says on the Sefer Torah, and the kriya which he's done in the Sefer Torah, even though we're now aware that the Sefer Torah has a mistake in it, is valid, except according to the Gra. And our minhag is not like the Gra. We consider the kriya as a Torah that the person has done is valid, and the bracha rishon is valid. Question is, what do we do now? So there's three opinions in halacha. There's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch's opinion and the Mordechai's opinion. The Shulchan Aruch following the Maribei Rav. And the Ramah makes a sort of balance between the two opinions. He accepts one opinion in certain scenarios and the other opinion in the other scenarios. So we're going to give you the first two shitas, and then we'll show you how the Ramah finds the balance between the two. So the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, number one, we cannot continue. At this point in time, a person has to stop. So even in the middle of a pasuk, a person would stop the kriya from the Sefer Torah, which there's a mistake. They would stop the kriya, and they'd put the Sefer Torah away and take out a new Sefer Torah. So step number one is that the kriya is stopped. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch says that the bracha rishonah that the person said on the kriya Torah in the first Sefer Torah is valid for the second Sefer Torah. Because you're not making a bracha on the actual item, you're making a bracha on the words that you're supposed to say. The words you're supposed to say are the same in the first Sefer Torah and the second Sefer Torah. Therefore, the bracha rishonah that you said is valid. You do not need to make a new bracha rishonah for the second Sefer Torah. So according to Shulchan Aruch, they would stop immediately, put the Sefer Torah away, take out a second Sefer Torah, start the Kriyas HaTorah from that point, really usually the beginning, going back to the beginning of the Pasuk, and read onwards. According to some Shitas, Shulchan Aruch said you would read the halacha minimum requirement at that point in time, and say a bracha achrayna, and that person's aliyah then stops. That's how the Shulchan Aruch approaches this issue. The Ramah says the Mordechai says that the person would continue reading from the Sefer Torah, which is possible, so he gets to the point where he can stop. And then that Oyla says the bracha achrayna. Then we put the Sefer Torah away, and we take out a new Sefer Torah, and the next person gets an aliyah. So that's between the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, which we stop immediately. Number one, we do not make a new bracha on the second Sefer Torah. And according to the Mordechai, we continue till a point where a person can stop. And we'll define that in a moment. And the person says a bracha achrona on that Sefer Torah, which is possible. We put the Sefer Torah away. We take out a new Sefer Torah. The next person gets an aliyah. What is defined as a place where a person can stop? So the law is that for A, number one, it has to meet the minimum requirement of a kriya. The minimum requirement of a kriya is three psukim. So this mistake is found in the first or second pasuk of an aliyah. He has to continue reading three psukim according to the Mordechai before he can stop. Continue reading to get to three psukim. A person may not stop three psukim immediately before a payer or a samach. He has to go all the way to the payer or the samach. A person cannot stop within three psukim after a payer or a samach. He has to read at least three psukim after a payer or a samach. So a person will meet that criteria. He's read three psukim. It's not three psukim before a payer or a samach, a pesuach or a salsa. It's not three psukim afterwards. He's done everything he has to do. At that point in time, then the person gets aliyah would stop, make a bracha achrona on the pasul sefer Torah, or put it away. But until he gets to that point, he can't stop because you don't stop in the middle of such a kriya. So that's the opinion of the Mordechai, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. I'll tell you over tomorrow the opinion of the Ramah, how he finds a balance between the two shittos. Have a good morning.